On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance, and lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then said Jesus, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In this Gospel, Christ shows once again his power. With a simple thought, he can heal some people of their terrible sickness. Simply by his will, the lepers are healed of their sickness. And notice that Jesus works this miracle from a distance. They stood at a distance and cried out to him, "Jesus, have mercy on us." And Jesus worked that miracle. He didn't approach them. He didn't lay hands upon them. He simply willed that they be healed. As they were walking away, as they were increasing their distance from Jesus, Christ works this miracle. Here is an interesting lesson for us. The Lord is never far from us. Though he seemed to be at a distance away from these lepers, his power touched their lives. His power came right into their lives and changed them. Sometimes people can feel that God is far away from them, or perhaps because of their own sins, they are far from God. But you know, the Lord Jesus is very near to us. The journey of a soul towards Christ begins with a simple and honest prayer. In the case of the lepers, it was, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Prayer is very important. Prayer is how we overcome that distance between us and God. Prayer is powerful. We see in the case of the lepers that they prayed and their prayer was answered. They didn't have to pray. They could have said, "Prayer is a waste of time. We're just going to keep doing what we always do." Well, they wouldn't have received that miracle. Prayer changed things for them because it opened up their lives to God. Prayer is powerful. St. Thomas Aquinas says, "There is nothing more powerful than a man who prays properly." St. Therese of Lisieux said, "The power of prayer is certainly wonderful." St. Padre Pio says, "Prayer is the best weapon we have, the key to God's heart." Many of the saints have so many awesome things to say about the power of prayer. Prayer has to be a part of our lives. If you're a Christian, you have to be a person of prayer. Every one of us, at any time, can pray to the good Lord. And we should pray with faith and humility. But in this gospel, only one of the lepers really gets it. Yes, all 10 pray to Jesus. That's very important. That's a great step. But only one of them really gets it. Only one of them really understands what this is all about. The one leper that returns to Jesus and thanks him, first he starts with prayer. "Jesus, Master, have mercy on me." And he is healed. He made that first step along with the other 9. But unlike the others, he alone goes back to Jesus and he prays again. He turns back and goes towards Jesus. He prays again and offers to Jesus a prayer of gratitude. He thanks Jesus for the gift of his healing. Notice that it is to that man alone, not to the others, that Jesus says, "Your faith has made you well," or "Your faith has saved you." He doesn't say that to the others. Now that's interesting. They've been made well physically, but he only says to this one man that came back to him to thank him that he has been made well by his faith. He is the one who gets it. He has come to understand that what is most important, what is the greatest gift, is not that he was healed, but it's his relationship to the Lord Jesus. It's the fact that the Lord loves him. That's what's most important. The greater gift is his living friendship with Christ. The other 9, they've been healed. Now they no longer seem to need God. they keep going. They keep walking away, going about their business, moving away from Jesus. All they seem to care about is the immediate practical benefit of their healing. Now they can go on and live as if God doesn't exist. They are outsiders to this gift of being made well. Yes, they've been made well physically, but they haven't really been made well. They are outsiders to the gift of salvation, because now they are living as if God is not important. They can go on without Jesus, so they think. We should try to imitate the example of the one man who goes back to thank Jesus. First, he takes the time to think about what Christ has done for him. He pauses, and he thinks about how Christ has come into his life and changed everything. The others, once they're healed, they think about what they want to do next, whatever their new job is, or whatever, however they want to be entertained. But this one man lets himself be amazed by what God has done for him. He pauses, he takes time and looks at what has happened to his life, and who did that miracle. This leads him to draw near to the Lord Jesus again. Because he thinks about what has happened to him, he returns to Christ. He once again follows the Lord Jesus up close. In the Old Testament, the people of God, Israel, had to practice again and again remembering and thinking about what God had done for them. All the great wonders he had worked in freeing them from the grip of Pharaoh in Egypt and feeding them and helping them to pass through the Red Sea dry. The victories in so many battles. They had to remember what God had done for them. But when they forgot, or they stopped thinking about what God had done for them, they began quickly to imitate the corrupt and sinful world around them. That's what happens to the 9 lepers. Christ has intervened into their life story and made them physically well, healed them with a powerful miracle. But they don't think about that. They begin to think about things that are not important, not as important as Christ. And quickly, it seems they come to imitate the world around them, which doesn't need Christ for much. For us, we need to practice remembering what Christ has done for us. In October, which is the time that I'm recording this talk, this homily, it's a time where the church wants us to think more and more about the value of praying the rosary. The rosary is important because it brings us to think and meditate upon what Christ has done for us in the mysteries of the rosary, in the mysteries of Christ and Our Lady. The joy of His coming and His birth, the light that comes from His miracles and His teaching, the great gift of His love poured out for us in His suffering and death on the cross and the Passion, and His glory and victory in the resurrection and ascension. We also should think often about what God has done in our own personal lives. Every now and then, we should take the time to ponder, to pause and think about what wonderful things the good Lord has done for us in our lives. Whenever I come to some challenge in my own life, I force myself to think back over the years of what God has done for me in the past and helped me to pass through many difficulties and challenges and giving many graces and blessings. And that helps me to have the courage and confidence to go on knowing that God will continue to take care of me. By thinking about what God has done for us and allowing that to amaze us, this helps us to remain faithful to Him and helps us to have the trust, knowing that He does take care of us, that He does take care for us and He loves us. And then, like the one man, we want to thank the Lord. Prayer is important, but sometimes we get stuck on petition. We think prayer is just asking God for this and for that. But that's only one part of prayer. The 9 lepers got that. They know that prayer is asking God for things. And the one leper knows that prayer is more. Prayer is about a living relationship with Christ, with the Most Holy Trinity, the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There's all kinds of prayer. There's the prayer of petition, of asking for things. There's prayer of thanksgiving, which this one leper shows. There's prayer of praise and adoration, where we honor God simply for who He is. Prayer, ultimately, is about a living relationship with the Lord. The one man who goes back to Jesus receives the greatest gift, the gift of his friendship with Christ, which is real. The other nine, they received a gift from Christ, their healing, and that may last them a lifetime, or it may not. But the one leper who goes back to Jesus and thanks him, receives a gift that will last for eternity. The gift of a living friendship with the Son of God. Dear brothers and sisters, let us cultivate a living friendship with the Lord Jesus by our trusting prayer, by our gratitude, and by our obedience to the gospel. In this way, we will come to understand more and more what it means to be saved and what it means to be loved by the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.